in Chicago. WGN's a clear channel station serving the nation from Chicago. The night grows late, and this is the Torch Hour.
Now at last.
closer to yours and share these few moments before this night passes away entirely. Into the file of those things that we look back upon and call a memory. This is the day that should mean a lot to all of us. Not only a day when we sit down and enjoy beautiful meals, I think most of us are wont to do, but we sort of lose track of the real significance of the day as time goes on. A lot of us look forward to it as a day away from the job, a day away from our usual activities. Thanksgiving Day meant a lot in the early part of our life in this country. And people were thankful for the things that they had, and all the tempest that they survived, and for the things that they had, the things they were spared. The real meaning of Thanksgiving. A man of a grumbling spirit may eat a very poor dinner from a silver plate, while one with a very grateful heart may feast upon a crust of bread. Thanksgiving. Many things we have to be thankful for. For the sunlit hours, visions clear. For all remembered faces dear. For comrades of a single day who sent us stronger on our way. For friends who shared the year's long road and bore with us the heavy load. For hours that levied heavy tolls but brought us nearer to our goals. For insight won through toil and tears, we thank the keeper of our years. We give thee thanks. This little rift of light, twixt night and night, let me keep bright this period of time that we call today. And let no trace of sorrow, no shadow of tomorrow, from its brightness borrow. Today, I take the gift of heaven and love and mercy given. And if tomorrow shall be sad, or never come at all, at least I've had today, for which I shall be eternally thankful. There was a time when faith began to slip, when I had lost all that I had to lose, or so it seemed to me. All the material things of life I'd lost. I had no job, I had no house, no food, no shoes, and then suddenly I felt myself quite ashamed. For I, who talked of shoes, then chanced to meet upon the dizzy highway of life a man who had no feet. Many things to be thankful for, regardless of how ill our fortune may be. All we have to do is to take a little inventory of the things that we have. We're not quite as worse off as we had thought, or as maybe someone we know. Shall I complain because the feast is over? And the banquet lights have ceased to shine for joy that was and is no longer mine, for love that came and went and comes no more, for hopes and dreams that left my open door. Shall I, who in the past in fear repined? No. No, there are those who never quaff life's wine, that with the humblest fate one night deplore, to sit alone and dream at the set of sun when all the world is vague with coming night. To hear old voices whisper sweet and low and see dear faces steal back one by one and then thrill anew to each long past delight. Shall I complain? Who still this bliss may know? No, I shall not complain. My heart shall be filled with gratitude. Gratitude for the starry night and the dawn of the day. for the winds that in the willows play, for every gift that comes my way, I'm grateful. For sunshine bright and silvery rain, for harvest time and the ripening grain, for joy that ever follows pain, I'm grateful. For steeple bells that gaily ring, for homing birds upon the wing, and love that only worth can bring, for this I'm grateful. For furrowed field and upturned sod, for paths that I alone have trod, for faith that lifts my soul to God, for this I'm grateful. A young man in his early 20s was about to graduate from college within a period of about 3 weeks' time. And he had striven hard, too hard, for the comparatively frail body to endure the hardship and the strain. Before graduation day arrived, he was rushed to a sanatorium in very critical condition. Within a short time, due to a complication of many things, he lost his sight completely. The doctors told him that he would never be able to see again. That his other ailments might respond to treatment and tests, and that one day he might be well enough to be released. Well, for 2 years now, this young man has been confined to his bed. But he has not grown bitter, petulant, or rebellious. He's not sorry for himself. He's not angry at the world. While he may not actually glory in his tribulation, he rejoices in the power that is his to endure patiently. Already he is turning his tribulation into a testimony. In his blindness, he has learned to typewrite and is cultivating a latent talent for writing poetry. Verses like the following, which reveals, I think, a fine philosophy born of deep affliction. I'm thankful, Lord, for loving care. I'm thankful, too, for something more. I'm thankful, Lord, that I can hear and I can bear the things that I am not thankful for. For what are we thankful? I think for this. For the breath and the sunlight of life. For the love of a child. The kiss on the lips of the mother, the wife. For roses entwining. For bud, for bloom. Hopes that are shining like stars in the deep gloom. For what are we thankful? I think for this. The strength and the patience of toil. Forever the dreams that are bliss. The hope of the seed in the soil. For souls that are whiter from day unto day. Lives that are brighter from going God's way. For what are we thankful? Oh, for so many things. For the sunlight, the shadows, the song of the night. The blossoms may wither and fall, but the world moves in music along. For simple, sweet living, 'tis love that doth teach it, a heaven forgiving, and faith can reach it. You see what I mean? Many things to be thankful for. The list is long. But in our rush of daily living and the things that are seemingly important at the moment, we are inclined to forget these little things that make up our daily living and that bring us the things that we should be glad for and thankful for. I hope yours is a most wonderful day, wherever you may be. Shall we share a cigarette? light to them. These to be thankful for. A friend. A work to do, a way to wend. And these in which to take delight. The wind that turns the poplars white. Wonder and gleam of common things. Sunlight upon the seagull's wings. Odors of earth, dew-drenched lawns, the pageantry of the night and the dawn. Blue vistas of a city street, a twilight, music, passing feet, the thrill of spring, half joy, half pain, the deep voice of the autumn rain. Shall we not be content with these imperishable mysteries? And jocund-hearted take our share of the joy and the pain, and then still find life fair and wonderful. Wayfarers on the road, where we set forth each day valiantly, expectant, dauntless, blithe, content to make the great experiment. These to be thankful for. A friend, a work to do, the wonder and the gleam of the simple, the common things, the sunlight, the flight of the gull, the odors of the earth, a warm hand clasp when the day is done, the fireside, a few friends who know you for what you are and still remain your friends, a quiet city street, lonely call of a bird in the night. Distant music from a hill far, far away, even if it's only in the imagination. Thankful for the power to realize these things, to capture them, to call them your own, even if for only a fleeting moment. Things that count the most. Not what we have, but what we use. Not what we see, but what we choose. These are the things that mar or bless the sum of human happiness. A judicious silence is always better than truth spoken without charity. The world that we live in is very hard to beat. You get a thorn with every rose, but the rose is still sweet. True, true. The night grows late. It's almost time to put the books away. Say goodnight to you again, as we've done so many times before. And in the heavens high above, the evening star in all of its beauty recalling other days, other Thanksgiving days, other days to which we attach the strings of the heart. Days which we shall always claim as our own. And though the step becomes infirm, the eyes have dimmer sight, the hair grows gray, the walk is a little unsteady, these are the things that never leave us. Golden memories. Things we keep with us forever. In closing, I thank thee for my very life. And all the happiness that was. And I thank thee for the air that I breathe, the earth that I walk upon. And I thank thee for my daily needs that I, so rich in common things, have found. And I thank thee for the love I've known. Though I knew it could never be, and I thank thee for the happiness of just those memories. There may be some heartaches, there may be some worry, some strife, but such small payment for this road of life. And I thank thee for the grace of God and all that he's done to me. And I pray that my soul lives on and on throughout all eternity. And I hope that I shall have the wisdom as I watch the evening star as a companion in the deep of night to always realize the things that I am thankful for, that were given to me without any effort on my own part, the things that I have, the things that I can share with you. I thank thee for all of these things.
We don't stop to speak.